At the beginning of the 10th century and the height of the Caliphate of Cordoba, the second Umayyad Caliph of Al-Andalus was born, Al-Hakam II. During the reign of his father, Abd al-Rahman III, founder of this distinguished state, various political and social actions were carried out to ensure the complete internal and external stability of the Caliphate, including battles against the rebels who opposed this new model. After the death of Abd al-Rahman III, his son Al-Hakam II came to power in 961, beginning a reign that would last for more than 25 years. Although Al-Hakam II took the throne at a time of total stability, he had to carry out a series of actions thanks to which he will be remembered. In terms of foreign policy, the Caliph focused his efforts on maintaining the border with the Christian kingdoms, as well as strengthening the influence of the Umayyad dynasty in North Africa, which was seriously threatened by the Fatimid Caliphate. According to the chronicler Ibn Khayyan, from the year 970 onwards, numerous embassies arrived in Cordoba from the Christian kingdoms, a clear example of the Caliph's political superiority. In terms of domestic policy, Al-Hakam II led a series of exemplary urban reforms, which, together with those carried out by his father, elevated Cordoba as a true example of Andalusian architecture and art. These included the extension of the Al-Hamma Mosque in Cordoba. In addition, Caliph Al-Hakam II made improvements to the bridge and enlarged some of the municipal souks. He was also known for being a lover of literature and art, building one of the best libraries of the time, located in the grounds of the Andalusian Alcázar. However, the stability that existed during the reign of Al-Hakam II came to an end at the time of his succession, which triggered the main problems that led to the disintegration of the Caliphate. After the death of Al-Hakam II in 976, his young son Hisham II became heir to the throne and was the protagonist of an arduous political propaganda campaign aimed at gaining the acceptance of the people. However, due to his young age, it was the politician Al-Manthor who took the reins of political power, becoming the absolute authority after declaring himself Hijab, or Prime Minister.